This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're now into hour number four. Gerald Celente takes over here in about 10 minutes, but I promise to get to all your calls. For those of you that were patiently holding on this Memorial Day broadcast, holding the longest would be Cameron in Texas. Cameron, you're up. Thank you.
How's it going, Alex? Good to talk to you again. This is important, so I'm going to try to be brief. There's three things that the Satanist globalists and the New World Order have in common. They have the absence of God, the inversion of truth, and seek to kill off via eugenics the rest of us. If you haven't heard of this book, you need to look at it. It's New Age Bible Versions by Gil Ripplinger. It's the case for the King James against all the other versions. Madame Levinsky and Aleister Crowley teamed up with Westcott and Hort to pervert the Word of God, just like it was in the Garden of Eden with the serpent with Eve. That's where the attack is, our perception of the Word of God. What they did was, everything after the King James, these people, they took out Lucifer, they took out the three spots in Scripture where it represents the Father, Son, Holy Ghost in one word, Godhead, which exists in King James, but not these other versions. So now people are reading versions they think are from God, but they're not. They've been perverted. And so it comes down to obedience, where we've been a disobedient nation. And as Israel was disobedient, they were led into captivity by Babylon because of their failure to come to their Heavenly Father. I believe if this nation does this, there's going to be a revival. There's going to be a quickening of our spirit against the devil. And that's where it is. It starts in the schools. The pilgrims taught their children the Word of God, how to worship, read, and write. And that's where school was founded. But it's been an absence of that. It's been an inversion of that. And as a result, we're seeing the fruits of this.
All right, Cameron. Interesting points. I agree with you. Thank you. Robert in Virginia. We're moving quick here. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's a blessing to be here talking to you, my friend.
Welcome.
I got something I just want to, it's been on my heart. I want to share with you. I haven't had an idea for how we can fund the show and grow the message. And what I've been thinking about is something called We the People. And what I mean by that, let me elaborate on that. What I want to say is I'm a graphic artist, and I myself am very creative, and I've been thinking about how you've been pushing these shirts here lately for sales. And what I was thinking about was, what if we could open up a forum so that people such as myself, like that are listeners and artists, we could contribute to the show, come up with designs or concepts for ideas to push your message and to get the word out. And then what could happen is we could set up a forum so that people could chime in and register and say, okay, I like this idea. So everybody can vote and weigh in on what they think is a good idea to push your message.
I think that's
message.
A totally genius idea. Have like an art site where people pool art and talk about what they would like to see manifest.
Right. So, yeah, we would all vote on it, and it would keep it fresh and keep it current. And these new ideas would come in, and I think it would beget and beget and beget more ideas as time would grow. And I think it would fund it. I think it would blossom and grow. And I think we should give this a shot.
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I'm busy just trying to pay the bills and run this operation, do the shows. That is a genius idea. It's kind of like a Reddit of art, and it's absolutely what we need, brother. So I hope somebody builds it. If somebody builds that, I would love to support them.
Well, what I'm suggesting is, could you just open it up so, like, maybe I know your resources are stretched thin, but what I'm saying is if you could, like, set it up like a side page or something where everybody could do submissions, like a piece of artwork or just a concept or an idea.
No, I think it's a great idea. I think to take the art of our amazing audience and put it out there for people to share, period, is a genius idea. Thank you so much for the call. All right. We're going to go to break for 60 seconds. We're going to come back and join some stations. We're going to go to Ryan, David, and Paul, and then hand the baton to the great Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster here on this Memorial Day broadcast. With all this big news breaking, they're admitting the Ukrainians are losing their NATO war. We have that. We also have more reports like this pouring in at InfoWars.com. UK man dies from catastrophic blood clots in brain following AstraZeneca jab for being uninformed of life-threatening risk. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
All right, I'm about to hand the baton to the trend forecaster.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Carol Salente, TrendsResearch.com, bookmark it, check it out. Powerful information, over-the-horizon information, next year's news today. Jamming in three final calls, let's talk to Ryan in Florida. Ryan, thanks for holding, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm the guy who emailed with that giant email signature about 90% of American media being owned by six corporations and the hyperinflation of the dollar with tips to survive it. I'd still email if your staff would tell me how after my call, since the email I used to use no longer works, because then I could tell them about my ideas to rebank InfoWars. But first, your audience needs to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy all of its inventory. And two, need to email or snail mail their federal state elected employees about what they intend to do to stop the planned invasion of the West Coast. And their state's attorney general to indict Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and others for violations of the Nuremberg Code. But what I really called about was I wanted to call about all news events must be analyzed in light of how they helped the Chinese. Because when one looks at the Uvalde shooting and all the other shootings which will follow it soon to come, one will see that they are intended to disarm Americans so that there will not be a rifle behind every blade of grass when the Chi-Coms invade us this summer. Now, it'd be great if I could talk to one of your staff. Thanks, Alex.
All right, we'll put you on hold, brother. Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and go to David in Pennsylvania. David, you're on the air.
Alex, how are you?
I'm good, brother.
Hey, long-time listener, second-time caller. First time I spoke to you was when your member of city council told you guys to hold the signs for the gun collection. And what I wanted to bring up is back in 2014, I think it was Pantier, a truck driver called in about five nuke warheads they were putting on his truck, and he wasn't with the Department of Energy. And then Lindsey Graham said something about Charleston Harbor. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was a nuke base in Texas, and they did go on alert, and there was a cover-up, and Obama was trying to steal nukes. And then Lindsey Graham said a nuke was about to go off in Charleston Harbor. I remember that.
Where are they now? You know, with this season of false flags, I think we should keep an eye out for that.
I agree. What else is on your mind?
Nothing. Buy your products. Love them. Long-time listener. I call Congress about you. Tell them you're right. That's about it. Founding coins. Love them. They're nice.
David, you're the reason we're on air. I want to thank all the listeners for their incredible support. Thank you. All right, Paul in California, go ahead.
Paul says three things on the school shooting. The police reacted to the shooter before and outside. Why didn't the school lock its doors when he was outside? Another, a police officer and a mother entered and got their kids out. Didn't get any more kids out. Why? And as far as confronting the shooter, how did the police know he was going to the school and were there before he entered the school? It's all
nothing adds up, and no one's buying the official story. Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's and 100 police officers, so, you know, 3 or 4 police officers could sneak out of the school having already been inside and shooting. I don't know. It's sad.
It is sad. Look at some of these headlines. What's your take on this poll? Republicans line up to violate your rights in order to please Democrats. A whole bunch of Republicans have come out against the Second Amendment. Biden looked clueless. Uvalde residents get in his face and boo him. Here's why 6 people said nothing when the Buffalo mass shooter told them of his mass murder plan. Yes, 6 people. The police were told nothing was done, just like the white supremacist attack. DOJ opens probe into Uvalde shooting response. And the list goes on from there. Ted Cruz asserts, we're not responding to tragedy by giving up our rights. Absolutely true. Thank you, Paul. All right, I'm out of time. Great job to the crew. For the next 50 minutes, Gerald Celente of the Trends Journal takes over trendsresearch.com, and then the great Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, The War Room. I want to thank all the listeners, the great crew, our sponsors, our affiliates, everybody else, and now Gerald Celente takes over.
Thank you, Alex. And you have a great crew, and I thank you so much for what you're doing. I have to tell everybody, I'm really sad. My heart is broken to see where this country is going. And, you know, on the school shooting, the fish rots from the head down. The whole culture of the society, right from the top fish heads, it's Memorial Day. What's your favorite war? Did you like World War One? A World War One, the war we should have never been in, that some madman, some arrogant little boy, Woodrow Wilson, got us into? The same Woodrow Wilson that brought us the Federal Reserve? The same Woodrow Wilson that gave us federal income tax? In World War One, most people, of course, the people watching, you know, InfoWars know, but the average American, hey, if you hear about Johnny Depp and, what's her, I never heard of a name before? Oh, yeah, after they signed the Versailles Agreement, they said World War II was going to happen shortly after because of this terrible agreement that was signed. All's quiet on the Western Front. I read that book in Catch 22 when I was a young guy in high school. Needless wars, Memorial Day? Yeah. Here's the New York Times, the toilet paper of record, today's edition. Not one mention about Memorial Day. Memorial Day? What's Memorial Day? Well, they Google it up. It says a day on which those who died in active military service are remembered traditionally observed on May 30, but now officially declared on the last Monday of May. Officially declared by the official pieces of crap that give us war. Officials, I want to make this very clear to everybody. I am anti-authoritarian. I was not put on this earth to take orders from official pieces of garbage, scum, crap. I am a visionary. I will put my trend forecasts up against anyone in the world. Read my books, Trends 2000, Trend Tracking, the Trends Journal magazine since 1991. Show me your track record, and then we could talk. World War III has begun. Get this in your head. Memorial Day? The same sick people. Remember the Maine? Oh, no, you don't remember that. That went back to Hearst Organization. One of the fellows called up before how the big corporations control the media. And that's when America attacks Spain, and so we can get Cuba. Made up. How about Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda? Total lie. Should bring him up on war crime charges. He You like Nuremberg? How about the Gulf of Tonkin incident? Memorial Day? Oh, only about 60,000 Americans died. Guys my age, I was prime draftman. Only killed over 3 million Vietnamese on a lie of the Gulf of Tonkin incident that never happened. Memorial Day? There he is, an arrogant piece of scum crap McNamara. He admitted, by the way, that it was made up, and I wrote about it in my book, Trends 2000, before this clown admitted it. We have murderers in charge. Memorial Day? Here. How about remembering no foreign entanglements? George Washington, first president of the United States, and a real fighter, not like these little clown boys that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. Hey, Lindsey Graham, they don't have paper bags big enough. We'll be back.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And again, you know, do what you can support InfoWars. I mean, you know, you're going out and buying a lousy cup of coffee at one of these chains that tastes like crap. You know, I mean, you know, for pennies a day. Buy their products, their healthy products. You need the people ask me, what can you do? I say, what you have to do now is you have to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And we're in the fight of our lives. World War III has begun. Get this in your head, everybody. We have lunatics in charge all around the world. I want to make this clear to everybody. I'm an American, and my only priority is America. I'm Italian descent. My blood is Italian, but my heart's American. What goes on in Italy is none of my business. What goes on in Syria is none of my business. What goes on in Israel is none of my business. What goes on in Ukraine is none of my business. I'm an American. And I know what crap my country has descended into. So when I have lunatics telling me that they're going to fix a problem in another country, happy Memorial Day. Spending trillions to kill millions and our guys and now girls go fight. For some foreign dictator that America wants to support or throw out. Memorial Day. Who cares about the Iraqi young men that we killed? Oh, and the suicide rates. Were they about 20 a day from people that serve in the military because these young guys believe the lies they were shoving down their throat? And they saw what an atrocity was being committed? Memorial Day. What did you spend 20 years fighting in Afghanistan for? For a great loss? And having a clown? A little arrogant boy with cojones about that big, but a mouth as fat as Lindsey Graham's? Joe Biden did everything he could to avoid the Vietnam War. Bunch of deferments. The senators' sons don't go fight. Arrogant, arrogant, arrogant boys. You look at the cover of your Trends Journal this week, last week. New one will be out tomorrow, a weekly. $2 a week. You look at the cover. You want war? Yeah, get in the ring and fight it out. Yep. Comedian Zelensky against the mad Russian. Yeah, put it on Netflix. You get some money back. We could do a live broadcast. You want to fight it out? Hey, Biden, you want to go? Get in the ring and fight it out. Leave me out of it. It's your fight. Go fight it out. No, you guys, you gutless little boys and gutless little girls. Oh, you remember Condoleezza Rice? Yeah. If only a woman was in charge. The next mushroom cloud you see? Yeah, telling us about the lie about Saddam Hussein having weapons of mass destruction.
It's a freak show, and you got freaks in charge. Oh, you remember Tony Blair? The Tony Blair has become a millionaire? An arrogant little nothing of a clown? That also lied the people into the Iraq War? How about Barack, Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, who sold himself as a peace candidate in the 2008 election? The troop surge in Afghanistan? Oh, what makes that crazy killer over there in Texas any crazier than Obama? Quote, Gaddafi has to go. Oh, you mean the leader of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, that took the country away from a crime syndicate and made it one of the richest countries in Africa? Yeah, that one. Gaddafi has to go. Hey, Gaddafi has to go. No, Assad has to go, quote. Oh, you mean Bashar al-Assad, the head of Syria? Yeah, I don't like him! I don't like him! We'll only kill over 600,000 people, but we're going to tell the American people we're doing it to melt ISIS. Hey, you hear about Amber Heard? Never heard of her. What about Johnny Depp? Who cares? I do. I'm a dumb American, and I believe the crap that they swallow or shove down my throat that I do swallow. Memorial Day? Not a word about peace. Not a peep about peace. You know why? Because they're pieces of crap. Murderous boys and girls. They're mentally ill. Get this in your head. Mentally ill people are in charge. Memorial Day, World War I, World War II. Oh, I forgot the Korean War. Oh, and I forgot, how can I forget Harry Truman? Bombs away over Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Nuclear weapons killing hundreds of thousands of innocent people. Oh, I forgot about Dresden in Germany. Bombs away by the UK. We said it from the beginning. It's in your Trends Journal. Ukraine will not defeat Russia. Napoleon couldn't do it. Hitler couldn't do it. And the Ukrainians can't do it. We need peace. Sending, it was up to about over $40 billion of weapons of death to keep the destruction and the dying going. These are by mentally deranged people. It's a time for peace. And I started the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. And to think that I got the domain name, freedompeacejustice.com, in 2021, tells you that's not a part of the culture today. And part of the culture is the Renaissance that Alex talked about. Art is the way of finding the true meaning of the human spirit. And art is dead in America. It's one bad rap. We have to rise to a higher level. United we stand, divided we fall. As I said, do what you can to support InfoWars. I'm doing everything I can. That's why I'm here. We must stand together. Because if we don't, we're going to be living hell on earth. We have lunatics in charge. We'll be right back.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas.
It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon and the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of "Come and take it," and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription "Free men bear arms." Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, they talk about super male vitality. That's one of my favorites. Yep. An old cat like me, you know, this stuff jumps things up a little bit. So I love it. I got to tell you, I'm so sad. You have no idea. And they talk about super male vitality. Last night, three Italian women were visiting from Italy. And there's a beautiful hotel next to my building called the Kinsley. K-I-N-S-L-E-Y. Beautiful place. An old Bank of America, Bank of New York that they redid. It's gorgeous. And I have plants all in front of my building. My building's beautiful, one of them, right next to that. And, of course, I have the three pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings right on the corner. The only place in the United States with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings. And I bought them because the seeds of democracy were sold, were created in Kingston. The Constitution that came from New York State, when Kingston was the first capital that was written here, over 70% of America's Constitution comes from it. John Jay was a judge right at that courthouse, so they could almost throw a rock and hit it. That's how close it is. So anyway, they wanted to see my place, and I invited him in, showed him. I'm so heartbroken. I didn't even ask him to stay for a drink or anything, because I have a beautiful bar and everything here. I'm so heartbroken. I mean, even Super Meal Vitality didn't get me to where I want to go. When I'm a visionary, and I see the demise of this country, the way people look, the garbage they eat. And again, that's why these products are so important that you're getting from InfoWars. And they have these sales that they're giving you the best that they can do to keep this going. So, you know, do what you can to support them. You know, they have a sale going on now. What is it? This Memorial Day mega sale. And they're saving up to 60% off in double Patriot points. So, again, I'm heartbroken. Here we go. And they got, again, they got these great products here. They got Alpha Power, Rainforest Ultra, Vitamin D3 gummies, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, Immune Support, Whole Food Multivitamin, Hair and Beard Support. I could use some of that hair support. And all Dr. Jones Natural Products, 40% off. And all T-shirts, you get them at cost. So don't miss out on these biggest sales of the year. Visit InfoWars Stores, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a time to support freedom, peace, and justice in any way you can. So, you know, it's sending over, what, $50 billion of lethal weapons to keep the Ukraine war going. When we're going to lose it, when we're going to lose it, when they're going to lose it, makes absolutely no sense. The buildings that have been destroyed are gone. You're not going to bring back that building that was built in, you know, 1835 or 1922 or 1950 or 1980 or 1990 or 2001. It's gone. No one's talking about peace. As I mentioned to you, Memorial Day. This is the toilet paper of record. Not one mention. What is Memorial Day? A day on which those who died in active military service are remembered. Traditionally observed on May 30th, but now officially observed on the last Monday in May. Who died in active military service. Active military service in the lives of all the wars of my life. Dying for what? I mentioned about the death rate. The wounds. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of American soldiers wounded. The mental illness. I have a guy I know, when you mention him, he says, no, I don't want to talk about it. He went there. Iraq, Afghanistan, 20 years. The military-industrial complex has robbed the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children, just as General Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, warned in his farewell address in January of 1961. You could Google it up and look it up. And then you have these little arrogant, little draft dodgers like Bill Clinton. You like the Yugoslav War? Killed over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five. Oh, he violated the agreement made between Gorbachev and Reagan and Bush Sr. that NATO wouldn't expand one inch further. So, of course, if we had Russia up in Canada and Mexico had the Chinese and, yeah, let's put Iran over in Cuba, oh, we'd be happy as can be. This is sickness going on. Again, not a word, in the toilet paper of record. Let's open it up. Begins on page 4. At cafe, staff tells Duarte's drug war, tells of Duarte's drug war victims. A whole page. Here, UK's labor struggles to capitalize on Prime Minister's raft of mistakes. Not raft of mistakes. This little clown over there playing Prime Minister is a perfect visual example of the freaks running and ruining our lives. Boris Johnson. Our great artist of the Trends Journal covers, Anthony Frieda, could not create a more freaky little fool than Boris Johnson. Mistakes? What do we got? In Sri Lanka, lavish projects decay as the country faces crushing debt. Country faces crushing debt, and so do emerging markets all over the world. And because of the sanctions put on by O'Biden, because it's the same crew of criminals. That's it, O'Biden. Oh, when I went on the air, Brent crude, $121 a barrel, the highest in 2 months. Okay? Wheat, barley, sunflower. Because of the war and because of the sanctions, these poor countries are going to get poorer. You're going to see protests, people taking to the streets. Can't have basic living standards. Government corruption, crime, violence, and immigration at all-time records. Building a new wall over there in Greece separating Turkey. You know why? Yeah. Can't stop the refugees from flooding in. New York Times, toilet paper of record. Memorial Day? Solar power is new adversary as Taliban try to stamp out opium. That's right. The Taliban were stamping out opium. They had stopped opium until George W. Bush, another little arrogant daddy's boys with cojones much smaller than a pea. And if you saw those, he was doing fake interviews with a guy that pretended to be Zelensky out of Ukraine, and you see Bush go, I'm not making that up. All right? A murderous war based on lies. Governments lie in a country near you. How much more proof do you need? I am anti-authoritarian. I have not been put on this earth to take orders from criminals. I believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That is my schedule of orders. One ignorant article after another. Russian speakers decide to use Ukrainian instead. What do I care? Not a word about Memorial Day. Support InfoWars. Our lives are on the line, and get the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's getting you
done. Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And again, as I keep saying, do everything you can to support InfoWars. Buy their products, they're great products. I put my money where my mouth is. And of course, if you want to read history before it happens, the Trends Journal, what's going on in the Ukraine war? We said this was going to happen the day on February 24th that Russia invaded Ukraine. And I'm totally against the invasion. I want to make that 100% clear. And again, as we wrote in the Trends Journal back in 2014, when the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych, we know the whys. And, you know, the corrupt designs of the technocratic elite are robbing us of our freedom, and we're leaving humanity. And this is a great book that you might want to look at. You get on InfoWars by Joe Duran, Leaving Humanity, and he's a writer for the Trends Journal. So it's I'm telling you, I'm heartbroken. I'm truly heartbroken to see where things are going. Again, my business is a visionary. That's what I do. And as I said, do I get everything right? No, I'm a human being. Did I get the crash of 1987, the dot-com bust, panic of 08? Yeah, the Asian currency crisis, bottled water trend, so that would happen in the 1980s.
organic coffee before anybody was doing it. You know, on and on. Clean foods. Not organic coffee, but higher-end coffee. Clean foods is a word that I coined, that New York Times did a story on me. So I see the future, and again, we have freaks running our lives, and you got one over there in California, another arrogant little daddy's boy, member of the club. As George Carlin said, it's one big club and you ain't in it. This is last week. Quote, this morning, the governor tested positive for COVID-19 after exhibiting mild symptoms. Governor Newsom's office, the Newsom Gruesome of California, said in a press release. Then this is what that press release goes on to say. Vaccinations and boosters remain the best way to protect yourself from COVID-19. The release added. How about go, I can't say the word because they tell me to watch my language, but to go do yourself. Who are you talking to? This clown boy got two boosters, fully vaccinated. Why don't you interview me? I haven't gotten any vaccines. I haven't been sick now in almost 3 years because I take a variety of supplements that my medical doctor, my chiropractors, have given me to take. Take them every day, and half of them twice a day. No one talks about natural healing. But these arrogant, authoritarian, little boy, hey, Newsom, why don't you go fight in the war in Ukraine? I'm sure you're a supporter of Ukraine, and you are such a tough guy. You got such a big, fat mouth. Yeah, you could take him out. It's a freak show. In front of our eyes, when you see a crazy person walking down the street, you know they're nuts. But when you have a gruesome Newsom that knows how to play the arrogant role, like a psychopathic Obama, the pathological liar that sells himself as a peace president, folks, always folking us all the time, and he does it so properly, unlike you, Gerald, because you get angry when somebody tries to rob you of your life. You should be calm, because you're not calm because you don't have the crew behind you, and you're a man on your own, and you're not a member of the club, the gang that morons and imbeciles call the government, the crime syndicate. Memorial Day, not a word about peace. And how many people left from World War II? Very few. Vietnam War veterans, Iraqi War veterans, Afghan War veterans. Or did you send them to these other countries like Sudan and Somalia? War's a racket. As one of the most decorated Marines in history, Smedley Butler said in the book War's a Racket. And the war, again, as I said, I'm not pro anybody. I'm pro-American, end of story. Because chance of death to Arab clashes more Israel's Jerusalem Day. Chance of death to Arabs? Yep. What if it was chance of death to Jews? Oh, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's from the Jerusalem Post headline. Times of Israel. Israel warns against travel to Turkey amid real threat of Iranian revenge attack. Revenge attack? Oh, yeah. It was reported last week in your Trends Journal this week about how Israeli officials said they killed that Iranian guy that was a colonel or somebody. All right? And the United States took an Iranian ship. They said it was a Russian ship. Stole the oil out of it and brought it to America. What did Iran do?
They took two Greek ships, because that's where it happened, and they took the oil. Payback. There's very shaky political tensions going on with the ruling party in Israel, with Bennett's party, and Netanyahu is trying to get back in. As I keep saying, when all else fails, they take you to war. What followed the Great Depression? World War II. What followed the dot-com bust? The War on Terror. If war breaks out in the Middle East, I already mentioned that crude oil is now $121.72 a barrel. It'll go beyond $150 a barrel. We will see an economic and equity market crash that will make the crash of 29 seem just fine. If Iran and Israel go to war, war going on between Russia and Ukraine, it's the end of life on Earth. Get it in your head. World War II destroyed elegant Europe, beautiful Berlin, that was grander than Paris. It wasn't ancient history. It's not ancient history what's going on now. You have maniacs in charge. Gun control? The fish rots from their head down. And all they do is keep weapons of mass destruction going to a country around the world. Imagine the President of the United States going to Lockheed Martin, bragging about their missiles that they could send to Ukraine. Not a peep about peace. When you see the President bragging of sending more deadly weapons, World War III has begun. We have maniacs in charge. Name the country. I just mentioned what's going on in Israel. Germany's chancellor said, we will beat Russia. Oh, we will beat them? You mean the Hitler that you're talking about that killed 27 or 25 million? I don't want to get wrong. In Operation Barbarossa, World War II? My forecast, the Trends Journal forecast, from February 24th, when the war began, here it is. This is from our March 8th edition. Quote, the only message from politicians and mainstream media is to increase the military conflict of Ukraine rather than work toward a peace agreement. We continue to note that neither Napoleon nor Hitler could defeat Russia. Thus, to think that Ukraine can defeat Russia's military is nonsensical. Memorial Day. My heart goes out to the men and women that fought in the wars.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.